All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. Y'all didn't know I was a DJ on the side. Counselor by day, DJ whenever somebody wants to pay me for the gig. I'm still looking. If y'all know anybody out there who's looking for a DJ, a very novice DJ, holla at your boy. All right, so today we're gonna dive into your website. We're gonna talk about something that, you know, you got to pay attention to. If your goal is to convert, right? A potential client comes in your website, you just want them to chill there and be like, oh snap, this is a cool website. Just buy. Or do you want them to do something? Take action. You want them to click a few buttons, read a couple of articles, maybe call you, maybe send you an email, maybe communicate with you through your online form. I assume that you want this potential client to engage with your website so that they can convert into maybe a client, or if you sell courses, they can buy one of your courses, or if you've got counselors in your practice, they can reach out to one of them. You want them to take some sort of action. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about funnels. My friends, you've got to have funnels in your website. Funnels are vital. You know, they are like the root system that leads A to B, B to C. And then when they get to that C to D, that's that conversion that you're looking for. So I'll give you an example of a funnel so we're on the same page. All right. So let's imagine your potential client landed on your website. They Google counselors near me. It's a common thing people Google. So then they see your website and they're like, shit. It's a cool website. I like it. This counselor's got some cool credentials behind their name. Not sure what they mean, but, you know, it looks cool. And they like your picture. They like what you have to say. They like your background. So you're building that connection with them. And then they see a little bold, words in bold. And the words in bold say, free tips. Click here. So this potential client, say, I'll take some free tips. So they click on it. That opens up a page. That page breaks down for them what these free tips are going to be. They're going to join your email list. Step one of the funnel, right? Step two, my bad. Step two, the first step was those bold words. Click here, right? That's the enticing hook. So then after that, they get to step two. Step two is when they land on that page and they learn more about what these free tips are. So then they decide, they go, yeah, I'll take these free tips. So they put their email in, they put their first name in. Next thing you know, they're getting an email from you. You're starting to build that relationship with them. You tell them who you are, what your practice is about, your specialty, maybe a couple of things about you to build that emotional connection, to build that real life experience. And then a couple of weeks, a couple of months go by, and this person's realizing, you know what? These free tips are legit. I love these free tips. I'm making moves. I'm smiling more days than not. I'm feeling good. So now that you're building this relationship, this person finds themselves in a situation, right? Life hits them with a Mike Tyson punch. And they don't want to stay down. They want to get back up. They want to keep pushing forward. So the person sees on these emails you've been sending them, at the very bottom of it, you have a nice little hook. A nice little, hey, I'm here if you need me. And that one says, whenever you're ready, whenever you are ready to reach out, click here. So then they click on that. They go back to that email and they click on it. That one takes them to a contact form. In the contact form, they get to fill it out. Questions in there are all about what's happening with them. You know, what are you struggling with? What are your goals? How do you hope counseling to help you? Right? So they fill this out. They're invested. They're ready. And then you receive it. So then you reach out to them. And there's your funnel. Did you see those steps? Did you see how each one has its own element to it? Now I want you to take a step back and just maybe write that down. Rewind this. You know, you've got this. rewind it, jot it down, stay clear. Now, here's the elements of a funnel. You do want steps in your funnel. You also want your funnel to have a hook, something enticing. You want your funnel to add value and not just be some BS that you're throwing out there. You know, you want people to stand behind it and say, you know what, that's a good tip. Or I like that picture. You want to be able to stand behind the content that you're putting out there. Now, I completely understand that. Nothing's perfect, right? Let's just throw that out the window. You start somewhere. All I'm saying is wherever you start, know that you can continue to sharpen that space. So it doesn't have to be the number one hitter, if you will. It doesn't have to be the top of the charts. Just put something out there. Know that you can stand behind it, so you feel good about it, and then work your way there. Work your way up. Now, with this funnel, I always find it really important that you write down what these steps are, like what you want the person to go through, and then where you want to lead them to. I like to start Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. I believe that's the author, right? So the end in mind. What's at the end of that finish line? You know, put your binoculars on. What do you see at the very end? And let's just say that at the very end, you see yourself selling one of your courses. Maybe you got a course on supporting individuals with thought stopping, right? Now you plug in whatever it is that your thing is. I'm just giving you an example here. So then we would write that down, right? We write it down at the very end. I want them to purchase this course, do this counseling. I want them to do blank because I believe in it. I stand behind it. I know that it's transformational, that it's supportive, that it's worth every penny, that it brings value to that individual. Perfect. Write that down as the end, the very end. That's where they're going to be at. And then work your way backwards. You know, what's before that? What's in the middle? What's in the beginning? Start to plug in. And my friends, just brainstorm, plug in different ideas. So let's do that together. Let's just walk with each other here. Hand in hand, we're going to guide one another. Now, it'd be cool if you were here, because then I, you know, would have the conversation with you. But I'm just going to pretend like you're here. That makes me feel a little more comfortable, if you will. So I'm thinking, if we sell this course, what if we start it at the very beginning where it has like a video, right? And the video is of you. That way they get to see what you look like. They get to see that you're a real person, not a robot behind the computer. And in the video, you just share a little bit about you and then this course, this product, this counseling, this service that you're trying to get them to be interested in. And as you do that, maybe you throw in some pain points. Now, you probably heard that word pain points. Pain points, that's just the reason why somebody wants something, right? So like if you're driving down the road, 11 p.m. at night, you look at your phone. Battery's on red. You're like, damn, battery's on red. You start looking through your car and you're like, where is my charger? And then you realize that one of the kids got the charger and you're like, that little nugget. That's what I call my kids, my little nuggets. They took my charger. So in that moment, I'm like, man, it's late. I don't feel like going into a store. What am I even doing out this late? I'm too old to be out this late, right? You get the point. I'm in a pain moment. I'm in a pain point. So what do? I got to pull over and find somewhere to maybe charge my phone, maybe buy a charger or something. So in that moment of pain, what if somebody was trying to advertise to me, market to me, right? And their video was like, hey, you find yourself in situations where it's late and you need a charger. You're looking around your car, can't find one. Is that you? Right? I mean, that's just like a quick video, right? You do it. And then I'm watching it. I'm like, yes, that's me. That's literally happening to me right now. Right? Hopefully you're getting some good laughs. That's important too. When you do this funnel, you do want to build that connection. You want to play with the emotions. You want to play with maybe sadness, maybe with laughter. Those tend to entice people and get them a little more connected to what you're trying to share with them. So, and another note too I want to share with you. Your video, if we're just using a video here, it could also be a simple post. It could be just very general and to the point. You know, let's say you're selling an ebook and the ebook is about helping couples. It could be the page that you're trying to get them to click on could say, Are you tired of self-help books that don't do anything for your relationship? If so, I want you to try this one. It'll lead you in the right direction and help you find the answers to the questions that you have. Right? And you know, you throw your own words in there, but you get the point. You could do a video, you could do words. So that's our step one. And just for example here, the first step is going to be, we're going to do a video, maybe 2 minutes long. It's going to hit on a pain point. It's going to share a little bit about you. That way they know that you're an expert or qualified to be able to do what you're doing. And then it'll tell them what to do. So at the very end, they could say, you know, put your email in here to receive support on a consistent basis, somewhere around that ballpark, right? So the person sees this and they click on it. And that was first step in the funnel. Step two, they get on your email list. So now in step two, you're doing that for a little bit. You're just building that relationship. The email, I like to think about that like dating or even building a friendship, right? So imagine this. It probably would make more sense for you to get to know someone for a strong minute, right? A good minute. That means a while before you say, "Hey man, you're my best friend." And they're looking at you and they go, "Yo, we literally just met 2 weeks ago. Are you sure about that?" Right? Or maybe you're out there dating and then you look at this person, you go, "You know what? I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to put it on the line. I'm ready to make this giant step forward. I want you to be part of my life." And then they're looking at you and they're like, "Hey, I like what you're saying. I still don't know your middle name. Just throwing that out there. I haven't met many of your friends or family. Just throwing that out there. And I'm looking at my clock and we've only known each other for 3 hours and 47 minutes. Again, I love your enthusiasm," right? So you get the point. Sometimes we want to convert someone online, right? You want to convert someone to a potential client or get them to buy something from you, like a course or a product. Think about how much time you need to nurture the relationship. So with whatever you're doing out there, if you consider it as a friendship, as a relationship, give it a little bit of time to nurture it. You know, think about what we do here, a counselor's journey to private practice, right? Me behind the mic. And I get in here. I try to get in here as consistent as I can to laugh with you, connect with you. But I honestly want you to get to know me. I want you to get to know my story, my life. You know, I'm bilingual, interracial relationship. I got 2 kids. I make mistakes. I try to learn from them. I like to fish. I like to get out there and do a lot of nature things. So I like to build this relationship with you. And then over time, I hope that there's trust being built. I hope there's a connection being built. I hope that you feel comfortable to ask questions, maybe tough questions. I hope that, you know, there's that space of safety between us. So when we build this funnel, we do not want to skip past that key element. Otherwise, it'll probably fail and it may not go in the right direction. So let's pull back for a moment. You got step one, right? Step one was, you've got either a video or a picture or some nice words with a pain point, talks about your product, talks a little bit about you being an expert or being qualified to do it, and then has a call to action. You tells them what you want them to do. And then we're telling them that we want them to sign up for your email list. So in this example that we were using, it was selling a course. So in the beginning, it's a video that talks about the pain point of who the course is good for, you know, helpful for. Call to action will be that they sign up for that email. So now they're in the email, step two. We're emailing them, maybe sharing some jokes, sharing some supportive articles, letting them know key items of the course that we have. Maybe if we have reviews from other people, we share those reviews, just let them know it's legit. Like, hey, you know, here's some people that took it. Here's what they have to say. You know, real people out there. And then we start to get a little bit more firm on the sale itself. And that's where we start to share maybe access to the course or a discount to it or a special offer that you may have. Or it could be a direct email. You know, hey, this would be an example here. Hey, you know, you've been on this email list for blank amount of months. I'd love to share with you the course that I offer. I think it'd be really helpful. It seems like, you know, you're enjoying these emails and the course takes you to the next level. It'll continue to support you in the growth that you're here to make. If you have questions about the course, let me know. If you're ready to jump on it, here's the link. And there you go. So you have this quick system, but there is some duration to it. You know, the email list, that's that relationship building duration. So again, the end in mind was you want them to convert, to hit that button of purchase, but there is a process there. So here's the takeaway message, not the walk away message. I'm not even sure if that's a saying. Takeaway message is, I want you to think about your website. And then I want you to consider, ask yourself this question. Do I have a funnel? And if you do, write it down and see if it needs to be sharpened. Next episode, I want you to tune in because we're going to go a little bit deeper into sharpening your funnel. For now, if you have one, great. If you do not have one, start to think about the end in mind. If I had a funnel, what's the end result that I would want it to do? Do I want it to bring in a potential client who becomes an actual client? Do I want to maybe sell that ebook I've been working on but haven't finished? Do I want to sell some courses? Do I want to do some consulting? Do I want to do some coaching? Do I want to run a workshop? Do I want to hire therapists and get their caseload filled? You know, really looking at what is that end result. My friends, I hope that you found this episode helpful. I hope that you found it applicable. You know, as you're growing your business, it is vital that you gain education. It is equally important that you are applying, learning, making mistakes, and growing as you go forward. You know, learning is essential. Yes, soak it up like SpongeBob SquarePants. Soak it up. But then get out there. Get your feet wet. Get your hands dirty. Be willing to make mistakes. Be willing to fall down. It's during those lows that you're going to learn. It's during those lows that you're going to be able to see. Really see what is needed. Maybe what was in front of you, but you just needed to be a little bit lower to the ground to see it. And that's going to help you move forward. And you know this. You see it in every self-help book out there. You know, you go to a bookstore, go down a self-help aisle. Without a doubt, you're going to find someone's story of falling down, someone's story of making mistakes, right? Someone's story of, this is what got me to where I am today. And within that story, there's what? There's I fell down. There's I made a mistake. There is I failed. Think about your story. Think about where you're going. Think about the vision, the mission of your business, the legacy that you want to build and leave behind. What needs to be in that story? I'll see you in the next episode, my friends. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.